On St. John's University Week, what gaps and pitfalls do teacher candidates have to navigate? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mary Beth Schaefer, associate professor in the Department of Curriculum and Instruction at St. John's University, says there are four main issues to avoid.
Being with six student teachers for a year in a secondary school offered me, as the professor and researcher, an inside view on how teacher candidates learn to become teachers. In that process, the issue of boundaries came to the fore of my research. Traditional boundaries between theory and practice and class time and class space were eliminated. In the absence of traditional boundaries remained gaps. These gaps were curious and confounding. The research question became, what do teacher candidates and their professor learn about teaching while minding and mining gaps in pedagogy and practice? Four gaps were identified from 1 year of data. The first gap related to the professor as the embodiment of the space between theory and practice. This became a literal expression when three English teacher candidates and I taught an 11th grade writing class in ways that bumped up against silent 17-year-olds and a classroom English teacher with very different notions of how a writing class should be structured. The second gap related to when teacher candidates and I wrestled with what it meant to teach English in urban school. We envisioned teaching English as preparing students for life, while the school's notions of teaching English revolved around correct ways to read and write. The third gap was about professor-student relationships. With few boundaries around personal space, we had new and sometimes uncomfortable roles to navigate. Finally, the fourth gap was related to state-mandated testing. How do we prepare secondary students for state tests in ways that matter and prepare student teachers for teacher certification exams in ways that matter? Minding and mining these four gaps provided powerful teaching and learning experiences.
That was Mary Beth Schaefer of St. John's University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.